In transmission.
Oh, well, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I just got back from a volleyball tournament. Wow, what do I think about that? Well, I don't know. My cousin has a kid who plays competitive volleyball, and she's about 15 years old, and she plays on a competitive team for a club out of Colorado. And so they came to Omaha this weekend to play in this big Omaha tournament, along with a whole bunch of other clubs from around the region. I saw clubs from Kansas and South Dakota, and was there one from Arkansas? Yeah, I thought maybe it was a regional tournament, but it was beyond just reasonable regional. And I had no idea that competitive volleyball at that level was so big. They had multiple venues for this tournament, including the CenturyLink Center, and they had, 30 courts set up in there, and there was some others across town and some other ones over there, and I don't know how many courts they had going. But this was much bigger than I thought it would be. This was huge. And so I got to see a few games of volleyball, and I kind of like volleyball. We've talked about it here before. And the thing that surprised me the most was the level of play from these teams. They were good. They were strangely good. And this, I was surprised. But, you know, what do I have to compare it to? Well, I haven't actually played volleyball or anything since I was in high school. And back when I was in high school, they still had side outs in volleyball. And I actually loathed playing volleyball, because even though I could serve the ball over the net, very few other people could. And so it was just a lot of bad serve, okay, ball goes to the other team, bad serve, okay, the ball comes back, bad serve. And so you'd have to have about 6 or 7 bad serves before anybody scored a point. But you know, that's playing it in school with a bunch of people who don't normally play volleyball, and so, you know, it's terrible. But I was impressed with the quality of play out of these children who were strangely good, and I couldn't believe it. And I could have watched that all day. I had to do other stuff, obviously, but... Oh, they're wrecking. There's a big crash. So, yeah, that's what I was doing all morning. I had to get up early and everything. It was strange. So now I'm kind of tired, even though it's only like 3 o'clock in the afternoon local time. So now I'm just sitting here just trying to decompress, because one thing that was bad about going to the volleyball tournament was the noise. And so imagine being in a room that has 30 volleyball courts going, and so you got, you know, 30 referees with whistles, and you got all the parents and the bystanders and the audiences and people clapping and making noise, and just the noise floor was a little high, but it was the whistles that were constantly driving me nuts. And geez, I don't know how they even managed to play a game. You hear a whistle, and is it for you, or is it the court to your right, or is it for the court to your left, or the court ahead of you, or the court behind you? It was crazy. But I liked it. It was educational, and it was competitive, and so there were some close games, and it was just great. I like watching sports. I never was a big sports watching fan when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I'd rather play sports than sit around and watch them. But now that I'm super old, I like watching sports, certain sports, not all sports. But right now, I'm watching an interesting sport. I'm watching NASCAR because it's Sunday and NASCAR season has started. So I just sat down here for a second, thought, oh, we gotta do a show and we gotta drink some tea. Better turn on the television. Tea is kind of hot. And so now here I am watching NASCAR, and there was just a big crash. They're showing it over and over again. Boom, boom, boom. Look at all these cars crashing into each other. Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, boom. So now we got to wait, 20 to 40 minutes while they clean all this up so they can start the race back up again. I've had an all sports day. I've been having a very sporty weekend. There was more FA Cup games today, and oh, Rochdale got up on Tottenham, then Tottenham came back and tied it up, and then in the 88th minute, just minutes before the end of the game, Tottenham was awarded a penalty, so they went up 2-1, and then in like the 90th minute or an extra time, Rochdale scored another goal and came back to tie the game up 2-2. Just wow, that was a surprise. I mean, you would have thought Tottenham would have walked away with that one, but no, Rochdale put up a fight, and that was impressive. That was really impressive. So now what are we doing? Now I'm just sitting around trying to figure out what it is I need to do for the rest of the day while I sit here and watch NASCAR. And they're still showing the wreck. Yeah, let's show the cars crash. That's what people want to see. So maybe we should check to see what's going on in the Olympics. Oh, yeah, here's the thing that I can't watch because it makes my legs hurt. Just one of the winter sports that does that. And this is cross-country skiing. I watched a little bit of short track speed skating last night. And man, I don't know how those people do that. That just watching that, it makes my legs hurt. But I did see some impressive skating of people going very fast in a circle. It's kind of the NASCAR of ice skating. That was pretty cool. And the Koreans won. And the president of Korea was there. Everybody was having a good time. So I was happy. I was happy for the Koreans. Oh. Oh. Now my back is a little bit weird. Just a little bit weird. So it looks like some Norwegian guy is about to win this cross-country skiing race. I'm not even sure which distance it is or what's going on, but Norway has won. And the second place guy wasn't really enthusiastic coming across the line. He's an Olympic athlete from Russia. Just got himself a silver medal. Good job, guys. Norway running away with the medals in this year's Winter Olympics. Well, you kind of would expect that. When I think of Norway, I think of, snow and people skiing. I think Norwegians are generally just born on skis. I could be wrong. But they're dominating the Winter Olympics, and that's always fun. I think it's great when somebody other than the United States of America wins. Because, hooray, we're not the greatest country in the world. If you want to be the greatest skiing country, you have to be Norway, apparently. Oh, so that's good. Norway gets another gold medal. Let's see what's going on the other Olympics channel. And apparently it's on commercial. Which reminds me, I did miss some football games today. I wonder if they are on FS2. Let's go all the way up here. Yes, FA Cup is on right now, and then afterwards, and then at 6 o'clock tonight, we got the Formula E magazine show, and that's about it. Now, because of the Olympics, am I going to get any football highlights tonight? Sunday night is the night for football highlights, and we normally get them at about 11. So I'm checking. Nope. All Olympics. Okay, let's go down to ESPN. Let's see if their ESPN has their show on tonight. Yes, they do, at 11. So I'll be sure to check out some of that. Oh, and the radical story of Patty Hearst is on. I kind of wanted to watch this, a special mini-series on CNN about Patty Hearst, but I haven't really been able to catch it. I have some moderate interest in Patty Hearst, only because I remember the whole Patty Hearst saga going down. And this happened when I was very young. I was a very little kid. I wasn't even in school yet. But I do remember, and this is my big takeaway from it, I remember that everybody was talking about brainwashing. If you are my age or older, you may also remember this. Remember back in the 70s when everybody was talking about brainwashing because Patty Hearst got brainwashed by the SLA and she was their kidnapping victim and then she joined them because she was brainwashed. Everything was about brainwashing back then. Oh, every TV show had some storyline with somebody getting brainwashed. All the soap operas, all the nighttime TV shows. I remember being a little kid and discussing this with other kids in the neighborhood. Oh, brainwashing. Oh, you're going to get brainwashed. How do you brainwash somebody? Oh, we're going to brainwash you. No, don't brainwash me. Oh, yeah. Everything was about brainwashing. It was funny. And you don't even hear that expression today. I don't think I've even heard anybody use the word brainwashing in context for at least 20 years. Patty Hearst. One of my very earliest memories. I remember brainwashing. Oh, the other things I remember from that time in my life was the Vietnam War, of course, because that was always on the news. And, you know, we'd eat dinner and watch the news, and they were always talking about that. And the other thing that I remember the most from being a very, very young child is Watergate. Oh, the Watergate break-in and all of the coverage of that after the fact. Oh, my God. And I got something funny to tell you about that. Oh, that's good tea. I really need some tea right now. I haven't had much tea today. I only got to drink a few ounces before I had to go to the volleyball tournament, so I kind of got a tea shortage going on. So I'm drinking tea. Drinking tea. Well, anyway, when I was a kid, yeah, Watergate was going on, and I was very young. You know, I was in the single digits age-wise, and in the low single digits at that, low to mid single digit age. And the funny thing is when I was that old, I didn't know really what was going on with the whole Watergate thing. Basically, what would happen is I would turn on the TV and look for something to watch. And you have to remember that this is back in the day when there were only three TV channels. Can you imagine that? Yeah, three television channels. And coverage of Watergate was always on. And, you know, they aired the hearings. That's the word I'm looking for. All the hearings and everything and all the discussion was always on TV. And, you know, I remember I remember flipping to that on TV and asking my parents, well, what is this? And my parents just sort of answered, Watergate. And I said, oh, this is boring and dumb. It's a bunch of guys in suits sitting around in tables with microphones in front of them, right? That's not a good show for a little kid. And so every time after that, every time I saw, you know, a bunch of guys in suits sitting around in tables with microphones in front of them, I would just say, oh, Watergate. And I would turn the channel. Back then, I sort of thought Watergate was a television show. And I didn't understand it. I didn't want to know what it was about. It looked so boring and dumb. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I couldn't figure out who would watch this show, Watergate. What a dumb TV show. It wasn't until I was much older that I really had somebody explain to me what Watergate was all about. I knew what it was about by the time I was, a few years later. You know, by the time I was 10 or 11, 12 years old, I knew what the whole Watergate scandal was all about. But no, at the age of, you know, 5 or whatever, I had no idea what it was. I just thought it was a dumb TV show. Yeah, and when I was the same age, Vietnam was sort of the same way. All I knew about Vietnam was that it was a war. And everybody was mad about it. And so there was always talk about Watergate. I mean, Vietnam. Oh, good tea. Just what I needed. Just what I needed. And so you're probably wondering, well, Tobe, at that age, what was your favorite show? If it wasn't Watergate hearings or news coverage of Vietnam, what was your favorite show at that age? Well, you're going to laugh. When I was like 5 years old, my favorite show was Get Smart. Remember the show Get Smart? You got to be a certain age to remember it. But when I was a little kid, I enjoyed all things that were spy or intelligence related. And I would see James Bond movies on TV and I kind of liked them. And so obviously I liked Maxwell Smart. He was my hero when I was a little kid. I thought that was funnier than hell. I loved the phone in the shoe and all the shtick. And I went to preschool. I would get home from preschool and I would wait for Maxwell Smart to come on. And I loved all the corniness and all the weird stuff. And I thought it was hilarious because, you know, that's a show that's written for about a 5-year-old mentality. And when I was 5 years old, I thought it was hilarious. The funny thing is now, one of my cable channels is, you know, one of the digital sub-channels of one of the broadcast networks, and they actually play Get Smart at some regular time. And I do occasionally catch an episode. And I laugh to myself thinking, man, this is kind of a stupid show. But yeah, well, you know, when you're 5, it's awesome. When you're as old as me, yeah, it's not quite as impressive as it once was. But, oh, that's just, you know, the ravages of time for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the other thing that I loved when I was that age was the Pink Panther. I do love Peter Sellers to this day. And whenever Pink Panther movies are on, I do try to watch them. Just because we don't have that kind of comedy anymore. There's, you know, comedy today is all scatological. You can't just say something funny without it being, you know, toilet humor or relating to some body part. And there's a time and a place for all types of humor, but I'm just saying, there are forms of humor that we have lost in our culture. Stuff that is funny, but we don't think of it as being funny anymore just because tastes have changed. And tastes have become more and more lowbrow. Tastes have become more and more generic. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just my personal perception of these things, but who knows? Oh, very into this tea right now. So delicious. Oh, and here's my cat Pippa. Where are you going? Well, Pippa does not feel like hanging out with us today. She looks like she's going back upstairs. Oh, that reminds me, I have to refill the kitty water bowl. Was she just in there trying to get a drink of water? We better fill up the water bowl right now. So the first thing we do is head upstairs. Hi, Pippa. Did you need some water? I filled up her kitty cup of water before I left for the volleyball tournament. And here it is. Yeah, she's been drinking out of it a little bit. So we get the filling cup. And we fill it up with water. Because this cup is the same volume as the water bowl downstairs. Oh, hi. Well, what are you doing? Well, are you being a good baby? Yeah, I got your water. She's smelling the cup of water. Yeah, I'm going to fill up your water bowl downstairs. Here, oh, she wants me to hold it down low so she can drink out of it. Yeah, okay. Wacky cat. What's he doing? Oh, I thought you were going to give me a meow. Apparently not. Okay, so now we walk back downstairs with the cup full of water. And we walk it over here into the kitty cat room. Walking by the Manchester United game that they're winning. Yes, and here's an empty kitty bowl. And we need to dump out the drops of water that are left. And then I'm just going to wipe it out real quick. Because there's some kitty fluff in here. Some kitty hairs. Wipe that out. We're good. Put the bowl back on the floor. Pour the water from the cup into the bowl. And we're good. All right. How's the food level? Food level is good in the food bowl. So, we have completed our kitty maintenance for the day. Yeah, hi, baby. Now we will go back upstairs into the kitchen and put the kitty water cup, the bowl filling cup, back on the counter. Yeah, okay. Hi, who's a baby? Do you want to talk on the radio for me? Do you want to say hello? Yeah, bro. Just bro. Yeah, I don't think they can hear when you say bro. Now she's walking over to the door. If she walks over to the door, maybe we can get her to talk. Oh no, she's walking back into the kitchen now. Okay, you gonna talk? You wanna say kitty things to me? No, she doesn't. Now she's walking back over towards the door. Oh, I know you want to go outside, but I don't think we should. No, there's a response. What? You gonna do any talking? Nope, we're just gonna rub our face up against the microphone. All right, so let's go back downstairs. Today is actually very warm. But it was very windy. And it's still pretty windy. Actually, the wind noise actually woke me up. But I had to go to the volleyball tournament anyway, so we wouldn't have been able to do anything. But it's well into the 50s here. It is strangely warm for February. strangely warm. Well, let's check the weather channel. See what the temperature is right now. See what the official temperature is. Is it going to be 60 degrees? We're about to find out. No, 55. 55, but we got a winter weather advisory. Is that for me? Winter advisory remains in effect from 3 a.m. till noon CST Monday. What? Freezing rain and freezing drizzle expected. Yeah, so it's 55 degrees now. But it's going to be, 20 degrees and raining tomorrow. So we'll have another real nice storm. So typical. I'm downstairs. I can hear my cat meowing upstairs. It's kind of funny. What are you doing? Kitty cats are so kitty cat-erific. All right, well, I'm back to watching the race. Looks like Dave Blaney is in the lead at this point. NASCAR, NASCAR, NASCAR. They're running real fast. What are they going to do? Go around in circles, and I hope they don't crash. Okay, so anyway. Oh. Ow. I might have to get into the bathtub. When I was walking around downtown, the volleyball thing was downtown. I might have did a little something to my back, but it's not the normal thing. It's my weird, it's one of my lats. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get into the bathtub, which means I'm going to have to find something to read. What do I feel like reading? Oh, I guess I could pick up the William Gibson book that I've been meaning to read but have sort of been putting off. What was I reading the other day? I don't know. I could shave. Do I feel like shaving? No. But then I never feel like shaving. But, what else is new? Oh, boy. I'm kind of tired. I did get up early. I tried to go to bed early, but I don't think I really fell asleep for quite a while, about 45 minutes. I didn't go to bed all that early. And then I woke up super early. I think I got about 5 hours of sleep, which isn't too bad. But anyway, maybe I might lay down and take a nap after my bath. Take a nice hot bath, come down here, lay down in front of the TV, see if I drift off to sleep. That might be good. That might be a good plan for our little Tobster. Oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to sleep? Maybe. Maybe I should drink an entire cup of tea. Maybe I'm dehydrated. I just remembered. I have to go to... Wait, is that next week? Is that this week? I have a doctor's appointment coming up. When is that? Is that this week? Is that next week? This is something that I need to figure out. I do need to figure out when my doctor's appointment is. Why do I not know? Why does this seem like such a difficult thing to figure out? I don't know. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But it's time for me to go. I think I am going to get in the bathtub for a little while, so I will talk to you tomorrow. So see you later. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my